when the Lord God Almighty spoke directly to my heart and said these words to me, build me an educational system with Valor Christian College as the centerpiece. I stood on three priorities. Number one, an unwavering commitment to the moving of the Holy Spirit and the fire of Pentecost. Second, academic excellence, meeting or exceeding the highest standards of accreditation and integrity. Number three, practical application and impartation to acquire and use for the glory of God. Listen, words cannot adequately express the excitement that builds day by day on the campus of Valor Christian College, the school of revival. So allow me to let you experience just a few moments of the anointing waiting for you at Valor.
If you're done with straddling the fence, keep standing, if your God is more than who's against, keep standing,
kind of supercharged Holy Ghost atmosphere you or someone you love has been searching for, your search is over. Take the next step. Do it today. Do it right now. Schedule your personal VIP tour today at valorcollege.edu or just call the admissions team at the number that's right there on your screen. Do it. Do it right now. Change your life and change the world. There's never been a better time under a greater anointing to complete your fully accredited associate or bachelor's degree. I'm looking forward to seeing you, someone you love, right here on our expansive, beautiful, Holy Ghost Campus, real soon.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you.
We know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We need a move of the Spirit, because it is only the Spirit.
We're going to have Pentecost at Dominion Camp Meeting. We're going to have fire falling. We're going to have tongues talking. We're going to have prophecies prophesying. We're going to see miracles, signs, wonders, salvation. We're going to see the cloud of the glory of the Lord.
God can heal. God can save. God can send revival. God can move in this nation.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God is getting ready to bring you to tables for His glory.
And tomorrow we'll change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, welcome to an exciting, faith-building, God-exalting edition of Your Breakthrough. Today, I really, really believe the Word of the Lord is going to come alive. I don't mean in a slight way. I'm talking about come alive in your spirit to reveal truths that heretofore may have been hidden, watch me, not from you, but for you. And we're here to reveal them. At some point in this very broadcast, I'm praying, I've already prayed, that you'll realize and accept that our great and righteous God wants to release far greater blessings into your life than you could ever think or even imagine. That's right, today, right here on Breakthrough. You know, as a believer, you have the benefit of dual citizenship. You're living on earth, but just as surely, your source is in heaven. To put it another way, you have a need. It's right there in the here and now. But the answer to that need is in the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm. And faith, that's the currency that provides the pathway for every need and desire you have to be met by God's abundant, overflowing supply. Now, for many, the story of the Lord Jesus feeding the 5,000, we're going to focus on that, and I'm going to show you something I doubt you've seen before. So Jesus feeding the 5,000, very, very familiar passage, you know. It could have been introduced to you by your parents, maybe, around the kitchen table, or your Sunday school teacher, if you're my age, or maybe you're much younger than me, and you heard about it in what they now call junior church. But my dear, dear friend, don't ever minimize this miracle of Jesus Christ and how important and the impact that it can have in your life today. The magnificent magnitude of the power King Jesus possessed and expressed as the Son of the Living God was becoming increasingly evident due to his gospel ministry all around that region. Well, over in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, the Lord Jesus crossed over the Sea of Galilee. I've been there many, many times. It's one of the most beautiful sights on earth. That little shimmering diamond of a lake, really. They call it a sea, the Sea of Galilee. A great, great crowd had begun to follow Jesus. So to get away from the crowd, he ascended high up on a mountain with all his disciples with him. And it happened to be at the Feast of Passover, a time of great celebration, a moedim, a party in recognition of God's faithfulness to deliver Israel from oppression, from lack, and from bondage. Now, when Jesus looked down and saw that enormous crowd following him up the mountain, he had great compassion on them, and he asked Philip, "Where can we buy some bread so all these people can have something to eat?" Now, keep in mind, this question was a test. Jesus did that very often. The Savior already knew what he was about to do. And Andrew, one of the 12 disciples, knew there was a boy there. He noticed he had 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish. Small was an accurate measure of Andrew's faith at that moment. In verse number 9, he wondered, but what are they, those 5 loaves and 2 little fish, among so many? Now, whether you realize it or not, that may be the very question you're asking right now. If you've been watching Breakthrough for very long at all, then you're certainly aware that the year we're in is a God-ordained year, a year of double grace, double favor. I'm here today, and I'm sharing this specific message with you because I need you to agree with me for the greatest miracle I've ever seen. That's what I'm believing for, and I want to join my faith with yours. So let's agree together today. Will you do that? I believe you will. Well, the Lord Jesus took that little boy's basket. He blessed it, and then he gave it back to the disciples and said for them to distribute the loaves and fish to all that sea of thousands of people, not just a little, listen to me, but as much as they wanted. They followed King Jesus' instructions to gather up, when it was all over, the leftovers. And the leftovers, after that multitude had been fed by the multiplication of those barley loaves and two little fish, filled up 12 baskets. Now listen, don't miss this. That's why I came to talk to you today. Time after time, when the Lord Jesus performed miracles, there was a double blessing. I've been going through those miracles and looking at them, and I've discovered this. There was very often a double blessing released in that miracle. There's a hint about the little boy's situation, and it's contained in the specificity of the type of bread that was in his basket. Do you remember what it was? I told you just a couple minutes ago, John 6, verse 9, those loaves are described as barley loaves. Now, a barley loaf was about the size of a hand. It was round and flat, a little bit smaller than what we would see in today's pita bread. Barley was a very, very cheap and abundant grain, most often used to stretch out the budget of a poor family, never appearing on a king's table. Now get this, that boy not only witnessed a great miracle, but he was left with far more than enough to bless his own entire family. Now that's an incredible double blessing today. Come on now. I believe that you've been positioned by God to hear this very prophetic word, to grab a hold of it with dogged faith and be blessed far more than enough in the second half of 2025. That's exactly a double miracle I needed in this year. I really do. And I thought, you know, I'm going to share this with my breakthrough partners. Many of them have followed me for many, many years. Some of you brand new. But I need you today. I've been in gospel ministry for 50 years, pastored the same church for 48 years, and I'm looking for somebody today to believe God in agreement with me as I agree with you for your double miracle. I need you. Let's agree together. Let's believe together. Now, the biblical meaning of 25 in the year 25 is grace upon grace. It's a double outpouring. It's a double blessing. Say double right there where you are. We're believing for a double blessing. It's really symbolic, actually, of Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Yireh, the God who supplies all our needs but it symbolizes him reaching out both hands toward us, you and me. Think of it. The hands of Jesus, each one with grace and favor in it. And that grace and favor knows no limit. But just like the little boy with his five loaves and two fish, action was, and therefore is today, required. He was willing and obedient. You know what the word says? If you're willing and obedient, and I'm willing and obedient, and we agree, we'll eat the fat of the land. That little boy was willing and obedient to release what he had in his hands to exchange it for the miracle coming out of Jesus' hands so that everybody could be blessed. The harvest on that one simple, selfless act was far more than he could have thought or imagined. Let me invite you right now to activate your faith, mountain-moving faith, just like that little lad did right now. Here's how you can do it. Sow a very special seed, a seed that's symbolic of grace upon grace. Might be a seed of $25, but remember, we're believing for a double blessing. So $25 in each hand, that's a $50 seed that you give today to bless someone, to bless me in the miracle I'm believing for. As I agree with you, we want to bless others. We especially want to bless those who have yet to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. A great evangelist friend of mine, now gone to heaven well over 20 years ago, shared with me as I was a young preacher, why should anybody get to hear the gospel twice before everybody gets to hear it once? We hear it breakthrough. Our pulse, our heartbeat is to reach the unreached with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But as I shared with you, I'm believing God today for the miracle we need as I share with you. This broadcast of breakthrough will reach out as it does every day and pull them out of the death grip of hell and give them eternal life. Your seed right now will provide the bread of life. Are you willing to give it? The bread of life and natural bread to those suffering most through our compassionate missions organization, Bridge of Hope. I'm praying that you'll experience an extraordinary second half of 2025. I speak it over you now. As you sow, and please always include your prayer requests. Please do that. It's our ministry. Let's join our faith together, you and me. And I'll invite tens of thousands, a great multitude at Dominion Camp Meeting to believe for your double blessing harvest. Get ready for it. Please call right now. Your phone's right there next to you. It always is. Or you could write to me today or use the QR code right there on your screen or just log on at rodparsley.com. Sow your double portion seed. Make it your best and let's believe together. Remember, the double blessing of God is released by what he does when you and I do what that little boy did. Just obey.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Sow your double $25 seed of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp meeting on July 4th.
Well, here's what you and I need. We need a double blessing. Double grace, double favor. So God's transformative power is on display in our lives and to bring glory to His great name. I want your family to see it. I want your friends to talk about it, the blessing of God that you're receiving. Now, there are 5 promises of God you can expect to be released in your life and in your heart when you just obey today's prophetic word here on Breakthrough. I'll go through them quickly. Here they are. First, God will mark you with His Holy Spirit and His identity. Number 2, you'll be surrounded with overflowing goodness. Goodness in front of, behind, the left, the right, above, beneath. Number 3, God will Himself empower your voice to speak forth His will in the earth, in your family, in your life. Number 4, you will be hidden in God's presence, peace, and protection. It's all in Psalm 91. Read it later today. Number 5, God will multiply what you give to His kingdom for His glory. He will multiply it. Now, the purpose of God releasing double grace, double favor to you is not just to bless you. Come on now. But to show His goodness, His greatness through you. I told you, I want your family and friends talking about you because of the blessing of God that's on your life, so that your life will be a light, so someone else can come to know Jesus as Savior. That's why I'm asking today for you to join me, to agree with me for my needs, as I agree with you for your double blessing, to sow a seed of faith, that represents the dramatic turnaround you're believing for in the second half of 2025. Now listen, just like the lame man that was let down through the roof in the presence of Jesus to be healed, your path may right now be blocked. Those men carried Him on a stretcher. When they got to that house, the house was overflowing. They couldn't even get near Jesus. And that may be the way you feel today, that your access to a miracle is blocked. But it only takes one step of faith to release your double blessing miracle. As God is reaching out His hands, both of them, 25, that's what it represents, the hands of Jesus reaching out open to you. Can I suggest to you that you place an offering in each one of His hands? I don't know what the Spirit of God may be speaking to your heart to sow. I don't know that, but I do know it will always place a demand on your faith. Could be $25 in each hand. could be $125 in each hand, $250. Your seed is so deeply appreciated and never needed more than today as I work to expand the efforts of breakthrough around the world, raising the standard of physical purity and moral integrity and spiritual intensity. Your seed faith gift, yours, makes it all possible. And today, I need your support. I need your agreement. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart to sow a very generous gift, and I believe that he is, to several watching today. The need is great. Your need is great. Let's come into agreement. Your generous gift of $1,025. $1,025. Now, I hope that you will hear his voice and obey his directive. If you do, you'll eat the fat of the land. So call now, would you? Before July 4th, with your double blessing seed, $25, $50, $125, and then get ready for your harvest, as I am, of double blessing. You can always write to me or scan the QR code on your screen or log on rodparsley.com. 2025 is your and my year of miraculous double grace, double favor.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Sow your double $25 seed of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp Meeting on July 4th.
There are many, many more opportunities of ministry available to you on all my social media outlets. There are live broadcasts, there are podcasts, there are words of encouragement, there are exhortations, there are scriptures, there is prayer. Every day on YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, we're everywhere. So take part in it and be sure to like and subscribe and follow on all those platforms. And I'll see you next time, where I've been for over 40 years, on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.